mighty eagle soaring free, defender of our homes and liberty, bravery, humility, and honesty. Mighty, mighty eagle, rescue me.
You know what? This sounds like Fiddler, the guy from Fiddler on the Roof. Am I right, Eric?
If I were a rich man?
Yeah.
Actually,
doesn't it sound sort of like the guy?
Actually, it's a very short man.
Oh, but it sounds.
It's not a man.
The voice sounds like.
Well, it's
like
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that, but we do know one thing.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment.
Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And after the song, I want Joseph to sing Fiddler on the Roof.
No, I'm not singing Fiddler on the Roof because it's a short segment. We've got three movies to get to.
Ooh.
But that was Mighty Eagle, sung by Peter Dinklage.
From
the
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, yes.
Oh, from Angry Birds.
And I think the button is stuck or something, Eric.
The button.
There you go. Yeah, okay. There we go. But, so from Angry Birds. And so Jason Sudeikis, this movie opened up last weekend, by the way. Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, and Danny McBride voice unlikely outcasts on an island populated by happy, flightless birds that is visited by mysterious green piggies who must figure out what said pigs are, and the birds have to figure out what said pigs are up to.
The birds are always attacking the pigs.
I know they are. They got this slingshot, but did you know that the slingshot was actually a gift from the piggies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. You know way too much about that.
Well, no, I was wondering how the heck they were going to make a movie out of the game and the app.
Yeah, and do you think it worked? Because, of course, it is. It is an app.
Let me answer that.
I do like the games.
Yeah.
We paid $23. We had 3D. It was the most expensive sleeping pill I've ever had.
You were able to sleep in this noise fest?
Oh, my God. It put me to sleep.
You know my favorite part?
The end?
No, my favorite part was the 10-minute session of them trying to mimic the eagle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. 10 minutes of that.
That's a pickup line. Or maybe that's actually in the process of...
Josh Gad and Danny McBride going back and forth trying to figure out what the eagle sounds like.
I was probably taking a nap at that point.
Yeah, you're lucky because that was so annoying. It was ridiculously annoying, but I will say that it was wonderfully colorful.
The
animation was very nice.
Would agree with that.
And there were...
Is Rovio actually have something to do with it?
Yes, Rovio is the production company. Yeah, yeah. Trisha, you haven't said very much.
She's wearing the colors of one of the birds.
Yes. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. How's it going?
Chuck. Yes. I like Terrence. I thought Sean Penn did a great job being Terrence.
Yeah.
Sean Penn's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. And Jason Sudeikis.
He's hiding out from the guy from Mexico.
El Chapo.
El Chapo.
She's never speechless.
I wish I could do the pig laugh right now.
I know. I can't do it.
Well, speechless could mean that it was so wonderful that she can't find words to describe it, or it was just really, really
bad. It doesn't look like she's...
No, you know, I was wondering how they were going to make a full-length movie out of an app.
Yeah.
I love the game. I love the app. I thought this was cute. But could have been done in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. There's really not much story there.
And I was really hoping because we asked the girl because it was between that and Apocalypse.
Oh.
And I hadn't seen your email to tell me that I really should go for Apocalypse. And I even was thinking about going to Sorority, but he'd already seen it.
Yeah.
And so Neighbors, I should say. Neighbors 2, Sorority mm-hmm.
Rising. Which we'll talk about in a moment.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Unfortunately, I like the pin they gave me.
All right, did you like the movie or not?
I'm giving it 2 stars.
I was going to say 2 stars. Okay. Yeah.
I give it 1 star. Me.
1 star?
And that's only because I...
You slept through it.
It was a good sleep. It was a really good sleep, actually. Lucky there's only 2 other people in the theater.
Well, yeah.
That's it.
That was it. But they told us that there was a lot of humor in it, and I try to go into any performance as a blank slate and open.
Yeah.
And unfortunately... Well, I guess I had a little bit of expectation of better comedy.
Well, another movie with a little humor in it is The Neighbors, or not The Neighbors, but just Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne play a married couple that teams up with their former neighbor slash enemy, Zac Efron, Eric's beau. Bay, not Bo. You're not officially. to bring down the girls in the house next door, a sorority even more debaucherous than the fraternity previously living there. Chloe Grace Moretz also stars. And I love the first Neighbors. This one, I really liked. I'm giving it 3 stars. I laughed a lot, but I feel that it didn't get the same, it didn't have the same charm that the original Neighbors had.
I liked it better than the original.
Really?
I thought it was funny. There's a sense of loyalty, a sense of you know, immaturity and then maturity. I thought Zach, what's his name?
Zac Efron.
Fantastic acting.
Like his pecs.
Yeah. No, I said fantastic acting. I don't. And he was. I thought he did a great job. This was a very, very good movie. I'd give it, you know, 3.5 stars at least. Something enjoyable.
I'm on the edge,
funny.
You know, between 3 and 4.
Very
funny. It is very funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, and as good, better than the first one. And the first one I liked.
Yeah, I will say I really liked the scene where they brought back the airbags. That was hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah. So I did laugh a lot. I laughed a lot.
It was good.
Chloe Grace Moretz was great.
It's recommended. I mean,
I would recommend it.
But
for
not
adults.
For kids. Yeah,
definitely not for kids.
No kids on this.
No,
one.
Definitely not kids. And also, if you have a kid, make sure that they're actually playing with an actual doll. You don't want to dress up any other toys that you have in
that,
your
That was
in your drawers.
Interesting how they related as
yes.
parents.
Yes.
Interesting.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Peter Dinklage bringing us out of this segment from Angry Birds Mighty Eagle Part 2.
Did we have one more movie?
The do-over.
We're going to bring the do-over next week.
Okay.
Maybe Greg and I can review it together.
Okay, cool.
Well, then I'll be able to watch it, and I'll send you my
excellent plan.
Comments.
Excellent, indeed. Well, great show, everybody. Stay tuned. Live. In studio, Scott Carter coming right up. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Angry.
We'll be right back.
Bravery, humility, and honesty. Mighty, mighty eagle, rescue me.